Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, The Bird Show.
For those of you that have been listening for the last couple of days, Carly called us and told us straight up she's blackmailing her boss. And a lot of you guys called up and you said, I understand where she's coming from. In this economy, things are so desperate right now, you got to do what you can to save your job. So Carly has a couple of pictures of her boss. They were all hanging out in a bar one night together, and there was just some woman in the bar, and he started getting drunk and getting all flirty with this woman. And he puts his hand on her leg and starts flirting with her and is probably a little bit too close. And Carly was going to use those for blackmail. So she goes into her boss's office and she says, look, if these cuts that you're going to be doing, I just want to let you know I've got these pictures. So the last time we talked to her, this is what she said.
We just sat down. Well, I just started to say, you know, we've heard rumors that there may be some layoffs. And then I said, we have some information that would be in your best interest to keep private. I said, and we want to keep this information private as well. Handed him the camera phone. He looked through it and his face turned red. And then he just kind of stopped for a second and he just kind of took a breath and said, basically, as far as layoffs go, you know, this is not public knowledge. So I would just like you ladies to not discuss this with anyone any further. And I will talk to you a little bit later. And that was it.
All right, so that's where we left it off. And at this point, we were all wondering, I wonder what's going to happen over the next 48 hours. She's got a whole bunch of different things he could do.
Yeah, and not only that, we started getting a lot of emails from people who were just talking about how dangerous this is. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, this is a felony. And so, and we weren't aware of that, I think, when we started, you know, having this conversation. And so it's just a whole awkward situation all around, you know?
Right. So what's happened over the last 48 hours? Anybody want to make predictions before we get her on?
I think HR had a little phone call to her.
I'm actually surprised she's on with us.
Yeah.
I told Tracy yesterday I didn't think we'd ever hear from her again.
Just because she was going to realize that it was a felony and how serious
it was?
We
got Melissa forwarded along an email from some lawyer buddy of hers who said that we would be witnesses to her, you know.
Her trial?
Her
crime.
Yeah,
if she went, this could go to court, and if it did, we would probably be called as witnesses.
No, we don't want to go down. We don't want to go down with the gym. I mean, it, you know, we don't want to listen.
Hey, listen, Burke cannot go to jail after taking those pictures. I'll tell you that.
Those are already posted in prison right now.
Right. I mean, if something happens to this show, we have an obligation to protect Burt right now.
I am definitely going to Mexico. I guarantee you.
Oh, but yeah, I'm surprised we're talking to her too. So
here she is. She's back on the voice disguiser. Hey, Carly.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
What's happened over the last couple of days?
Well, I got laid off.
You did get laid off?
Yeah, I did.
Give us some details. How long before the boss calls? Does HR call? Do you get a call from the police? What happens here?
No, I went into work yesterday, and I really wasn't there that long when I got a call from my direct supervisor asking me to come into this one of our conference rooms. And
is this the guy that you showed the pictures to? Different guy?
Yeah, it's a different guy. The person that I, you know, who was involved with the pictures used to be my direct supervisor, and then he got promoted, so he's higher up. He's a DM. So I went into the conference room, and it was I knew, well, because my manager was in there, the DM was in there. This guy introduced himself as someone from Human Resources. So another guy who was, I guess, a corporate attorney. And two other supervisors, one woman and one man.
So you knew what was coming. You walked in there and they had the whole line of suits right there. You knew what was coming.
You know, I didn't know what was coming because was so scared that maybe they had contacted the police, or I wasn't sure. So my heart was really racing and I just tried to stay calm, but I knew either way it wasn't good. Mm-hmm. So they just explained, the HR person spoke and said, you know, I'm really sorry, but we have to let you go. And just talked to me about a severance package. It was very short. And, you know, she gave her condolences, and they didn't mention the pictures at all. Everyone was just pretty blank. And I just shook everyone's hands, and I just walked out. And as I was going out, one of the other supervisors, who's not my my direct boss, he said, oh, you know, I'm going over, you know, by your way anyway. So he kind of walked with me and was making, like, a little bit of kind of awkward small talk. And he kind of came over to where my area is, and I started to just clean out my desk. And he was kind of chatting with someone nearby, but I kind of felt like he was there to kind of walk me out.
Yeah, of course.
He totally does. They always do that. I'm surprised they didn't just say, we're going to walk you out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they didn't have a, you know, a security guard or anything. And then I did see someone else walking into the conference room. So I wasn't sure if maybe they were doing it for everyone that way. Anyway, I just really wanted to get out of there. So I just gathered up, you know, some stuff. And then he just said, oh, you know, do you need any help? Do you want me to carry anything out? And I said, no, you know, I can, just going out to my car. And he said, oh, well, here, let me. And so he kind of escorted me over to, you know, the elevator. And so that was it.
I'm assuming it's a calculated move. That they don't say the reason why we're letting you go is because of the pictures. I'm sure corporate or whoever has told her, look, Georgia's it's a no fault state, right? I mean, you could get fired for anything. You know,
I guarantee you though, they knew about the pictures, because when you get fired, like there's not 10 people in the room. There's usually somebody from HR, and then your supervisor.
I think they were letting her know.
Right.
They all knew of her actions, and I mean, it was incredibly wrong what you did and dangerous. And
illegal.
And yes, illegal. And but I think that you may have been up on the chopping block anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like you were saying your companies were doing layoffs. They probably just pushed yours ahead.
Did your friend get fired too, the person who went in there with you?
Yes.
Both of you.
She did.
Both of you go.
Did anybody else get fired besides you two?
Well, from what we, you know, because we don't know everyone, and I've only spoken to her and one other person, and it seems one manager was let go, and then just maybe two others that we know of. So I'm not too sure, you know, if there were more than that. You know, I didn't know everyone.
You're not going to get a lot of sympathy here for sure. Good morning, Jessica. You're on Q100.
Hi. I think she deserved all of it.
That's what most people...
I mean, what did she expect, you know?
That's what most are saying. Hey, Craig, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. I'm a manager at my job at a company where we just had a bunch of layoffs. And, you know, being there and watched, you know, and just my heart went out to everybody. And it was really hurting. You know, it wasn't our fault. I am so, so glad that this woman was terminated. It's awesome that she got everything that she deserved.
You're lucky you didn't go to jail.
Yeah.
Still lucky, though. It could still happen.
Do you have any shame? Are you feeling any shame at all in what you did and how you handled it?
I mean, yeah, I, you know, there was a moment where I thought, oh my goodness, I hope they're just going to say that they're letting me, you know, that they're laying me off, because it kind of hit reality that, oh my gosh, why is there a corporate attorney here? Why? You know, I start kind of looking around for a second, like, they're going to be like, is the security guard going to be, you know, coming in right after me? And
the corporate attorney was there because they were aware of what you did. And if you brought it up in that meeting, he probably would have immediately stopped it and said, okay, this is a separate meeting, and maybe even called the police, you know?
This seems like a pretty obvious question, but what are you going to do with the pictures now?
I'm not going to do anything.
I would hope not.
I'm not going to do anything. I mean,
smart.
Like I said, I was really desperate and I thought maybe it would help, you know, but now at this point, I mean, it's just done and I am really relieved that nothing happened to me. It could have been worse.
Well, it may not be done. I mean, this is what you got to live with now, is that you don't know if the phone is going to ring today or if somebody's going to show up at your house and knock on the door and say, you know that thing that you did a couple of days ago? We need to talk to you about that. So this may not be over yet, you know?
But, you know, the thing is, I was thinking about it, and I'll just deny it. If I have to lie even more, I'll make up some other thing just to protect myself, but I didn't put anything in writing. You know, it's just his word against mine. And
you kind of made your word kind of public because you are on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't know. You know, you've put me on a voice disguiser, right?
Yeah, nobody can recognize your voice, that's for sure.
And I never said the name of the company and... You know, like you said, so many companies are doing layoffs. I think it would be hard to prove it, but I mean, I think they would have done something by now. I don't think they'd say, oh, let's let her feel relieved and then do something.
Carly, let me take at least one call supporting you, actually. Go ahead, Quentin. You're part of the Burt Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, honestly, you know, I can't totally blame her. I know that makes me probably a bad guy, but I can't totally blame her for trying to do what she could to save her job, you know? I mean, kudos to her for taking, I don't know, more difficult road,
no.
You know, doing something.
No.
She did something.
It's illegal,
no.
Man.
Illegal.
It's illegal.
It is a felony.
It's illegal. And I understand desperate times call for desperate measures, but mm-hmm. It's illegal.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
All right, Carly, we will let you go. And like I said before, I hope you don't get a phone call or a knock on the door. And I hope this is really over for you.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
All right. Thanks for sharing with us.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Atlanta, this is Intern Rich. How are you today, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great, bro. Really good.
Oh.
Rich's wife is having an ethical dilemma right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to live the ever-famous question that you always think about and hear about, and it's what would you do if, you know, you found a large sum of money laying on the ground? And for us, it's an extremely large amount because, you know, as everyone else, times are really hard. But I got a phone call the other night, actually a message saying, you know, where are you? Pick up your phone. I got some crazy news. So I call her back. I'm thinking, you know, what happened? What's her sister having a baby or
sure.
Something? And she called and she said that she was walking back from work and found over $400 crumpled up in a pile laying on the ground. And she didn't even know what she had at first. She saw some money. And was like on her way to the car or to work, can't remember if she was coming or going.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, just put it in her pocket, not even thinking. It was like maybe a couple bucks or something. It wasn't until she actually got in her car and it's like, let me see what I have here, and started counting it. And she's like, oh my God! He's like, I have, you know, $400. And you have to understand the shock she had. I mean, like a lot of other people in Atlanta right now, times are tough.
Yeah,
yeah.
You guys
you know,
are really struggling right now.
We're
too,
struggling.
Aren't you?
You know, I'm in school right now, so doing the part time thing here, and bills are needing to be paid. So she was like ecstatic. This was like the best news we had had in a long time. So she got home and, you know, we were both really excited. But then we started to like, we were like, we feel bad. I was like, because this is really good for us. But then we're like, someone lost this money. So we were
could
back.
Could be somebody in the same situation.
You know,
you're in
you know, right. It's like, this is like, it couldn't have come at a better time for us. But whoever lost it, and it could have come at a worse time. I mean, we're like, we have all these stories in our head. Maybe it was some person who's just, I mean, who has that much money? It was crumpled up. So who crumples up like $400 in their pocket? Who doesn't have, like, if I have $400, it's in the bank or I know exactly right. Where it's folded up nicely hidden somewhere. You know, it's like not balled up. So we came up with all these stories to make us feel good about ourselves. But
was it $100 bills or?
It was a mix. Upper bills, like 50s, 100s. I think it was 50s and 100s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If the economy wasn't bad now and you guys weren't struggling this year like you were in past years, how would you handle it?
Well, honestly, it's never happened before, so I really don't know. The first thing that came to my mind, I was like, you know, babe, even though we're struggling, I was like, maybe if we took part of it and found a charity that we like and gave like a little to, and then like, I'm like, but we really, I mean, we're behind, you know, I mean, we're like
how behind?
Well, we're getting to the point now, especially, and it's kind of my fault too, because I'm in school, I feel bad. But I mean, we're to the point now where like we're trying to figure out if and how the bills are even going to be paid next month. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's getting to the point where it's like, all right, we don't even know what has to go out next month is not even what we bring in. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. So it's like, we have this money. This can put us ahead a little bit, at least pay the bills.
Well, if I was looking at this, right, and I wanted to get all deep about it, right? Let's say it's a Monday afternoon and I just went to church on Sunday. I would say to myself this question. Is this a gift from God or is this a test from God?
Exactly. You know?
Mm-hmm. But how do you give it back? Like, where did she found it in a
parking lot? It's not like it was sitting in, like, in an area where if she wouldn't have found it, someone else was going to pick it up and take off with it. And it's not like it was sitting there with a name and phone number on it. It was money. And yeah, it's one of those things where, like, obviously you're like, there's... If there was a way that, like, you know, if she saw it fall out of someone's purse as they're walking by, I mean, she's the kind of person she would have ran after him and gave it to him anyway. But so there's not really a way that we could return it that I can think of. But at the same time, it's like, would you even return it? If it's laying on the ground, like I said, someone else would have come by if it wasn't her.
Is it near, like, even if she wanted to do something about it, I'm trying to, without giving specific location of where it is, just try to figure out the locale. Like, are there buildings in the area? It's such a tricky thing because if you go from lobby to lobby asking if anybody's lost $400, obviously the dude's going to go, right,
Everybody, I did.
Oh, my God, thank God you're here. And it wasn't the dude, you know?
Because the only thought I had is if you posted a sign or something that said, lose something, call. And then if they knew exactly what they had lost, then that might be the person. But you can't say it's money.
Yeah, and I thought about that too. But, I mean, seriously, times are so bad. It wouldn't surprise me if you get enough phone calls or enough requests and someone's bound to, you know, get $100, $200. You can almost – it's not like it's like $15,000 on the dot and unmarked bills and a suitcase kind of thing. It's not really specific. It could even be guessed, I think, at some point. I mean, no, to answer your question, it wasn't like in an area where you would be able to tell who dropped it or maybe it specifically came from there. It was out in the middle – on the ground where anyone could have picked it up, and she just happened to be the person who spotted it.
It happened to me, too. I was at a club, and I was walking up the stairs, and all of a sudden there was just a wad of cash, but I thought it was just $120. I picked it up. It was like $150. But what am I supposed to do? Go around to the club, hey, did you lose $150, like, to everybody in the club?
Right.
So you really just...
Yeah, I don't know what you do in a case like that.
You just have to take it.
Did intern Ben tell you guys that he's been finding this rolled up cash? In a bathroom stall for a couple of weeks in a row.
That's some dirty money right there.
In the bathroom of the toilet roll.
He might lose his life for that one.
Yeah, he found somebody's drug stash.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
Hey, Erica, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I've been there, done that, kept the money. Unless you can absolutely identify who that money belongs to, then you have no responsibility to try to find who it goes to. Not only that, if I had $400 in cash in my hand, I would be a lot more careful with it. Mm-hmm. And when you're careless with something, especially in these hard times, you deserve to lose it. Learn a lesson.
I don't know.
But at the same time, if you can't rightfully return it, what do you do? I mean, there really is no other option. I think that you guys are thoughtful in thinking, okay, give some of it back and pay it forward a little bit. Because if you see it, like Bruce said, as a gift from God, as something to really help you guys get in a better place, then maybe you can also gift to someone else.
And maybe it could be like a gift / test. You know, like we'll take a little gift and pass the test at the same time. Or you could
use it all, knowing, though, that when you can pay it forward, you pay it forward in the same amount or even more.
That's true. I think if it's my case, I do something just to ease my own mind that at least I tried to find the person. I don't know if that means Craigslist. I don't know if that means posting something vaguely on a poll somewhere near where it was lost, just so I have peace of mind that I did something.
I tried.
Mm-hmm. And
that's why I say, like, and not being specific, that's why it's like, did you lose something? ? You know, here, or I don't know how to word it so that when they call, I mean, you may get a lot of, you know, prank phone calls. But if they are specific about how it was broken down and everything, then it might be theirs. But if not, then it's, you know, it's not theirs. And you don't say money on it, you know.
I think it might have come from somebody who's well off, because who just has 50s and 100s in their pocket? Like, I think when I go get, like, if I had $400, I'd be broken down into, like, 20s and 10s. You know, I wouldn't have 50s and 100s sitting in my wallet.
Who just wads it up and puts it in their
pocket? It was balled up.
That seems so strange to me.
But that's just to make you feel better about taking it. I mean, it could be somebody who was about to make a deposit for somebody else. It was. I mean, who knows what it is? But I think when we start getting into, well, who has that kind of money? Who would crumple it up? And
that's what we want it to be.
It's like that. That's that. You're only saying that to make yourself feel better.
Yeah. You want somebody. Yeah, you want somebody to have made it rain in the parking lot.
Yeah,
so
right.
You don't feel bad about it because they're just throwing out money.
Yeah.
Hey, Stacy. Good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I was saying, like, I think it'd be some like a drug deal.
Why?
Someone up to no good. I mean, it was probably someone putting it down. Someone watching in the corner, like having the money. You know, like it's something. It's something fishy.
Yeah, it's totally something like that. Yeah. You should keep the money, dude.
I agree.
If you keep this money, it's really you're just trying to prevent a drug deal from going down.
I just saved a life.
Make you feel better.
Yeah. Good morning, Michelle. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I agree with the last caller and several of the others. First of all, it's either money from a bartender, you know, they get money and they jab it in their pockets. I served, and that's what I would do. And also, it could be money from a drug dealer because they just get those larger bills, like $20, and shove that in their pocket. And who knows?
Those big, large drug dealer $20 bills.
So what do you tell them to do? You tell them to keep it?
Yeah, bro, keep it. You know, no worries. What are you going to do? I think trying to find the person to give the money back to is ridiculous. Everyone's going to claim it.
Yeah.
But do pay it forward. You know, give $50 to your church or support a family in need or buy toys and drop them off, something. But to ease your mind, but definitely keep it and help your family. It's a gift.
Yeah, I think my feeling is, I mean, if you're going to keep it, help your family. But just remember how you got this money, because everybody goes through phases of financial security. Sometimes you're in debt, sometimes you're well off, and just remember when you're well off that you have to, like I said, do the equivalent or more.
Give it back,
Yes.
I'm going to be very curious to see what you guys do with it the next couple of days.
I'm going to be kind
of
curious, too.
You promise it's not spent yet?
It's not. Okay. It's not. I promise. So.
All right. Keep us posted.
All right. We'll do.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A divorce bucket list. This is one I've never heard of. Hey, Erica.
Hey.
How are you today?
Hey. I'm okay. How are y'all?
Doing great. What's going on?
I am currently going through the beginning of a divorce, and it has pretty much taken its toll on me. And so a couple of my friends and I said that I need to come up with something to do to kind of get me out of this rut.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen kind of inspired me with, you know, her doing her skydiving and all that and everything that she went through, that we just kind of had a light bulb go off, and we're like, why don't I just come up with a bucket list? You know, things to do to get me out of the rut and help me to start the next chapter of my life. So that's why I called y'all to help me.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, I think what has to be on there is stuff you always thought you would do, but maybe are a little bit riskier.
Yeah.
Is there things like that in your life?
Not really. No, I've always been kind of shy and haven't really done much. I mean, the only thing that I really love to do is to travel and do photography. So that was one of my things, is I want to take up photography and kind of make a hobby, you know?
Well, let's ask 404-741-Q100. If you've gone through a divorce, like, what did you do? What was on that list to sort of jumpstart you and shake you back up into, okay, this is my life now. Okay, I can get past the depression or the sadness of it and move forward. And let's take the logical ones, like, it's just going to take time. Let's take those right out.
And by logical, Bert means boring.
Well, I mean, that's logical. It's going to take time, right? But Jen, you should be able to speak to this better than anybody else.
Yeah, I think so. One of the things on my list was traveling by myself, too. I've done it twice this year, and I went to Mexico for 5 days by myself, which was really good. I think challenging yourself to travel, like you said, you really enjoy a bit, but traveling by yourself is a whole different experience.
Really?
Bert knows that too. He travels alone.
Yeah. To me, it's like 7 days of just completely and totally being selfish and just being alone with myself for 7 days. So I think mine is probably different than what you needed it for.
It's definitely a great time for soul searching and all that kind of stuff, but it's just, it's a unique challenge. Or I know I've talked to some people who have made it a challenge to run a marathon or a half marathon, something like that, that gives you
sort of a mission and a goal
stupid.
To look forward to. But what to mark hell? It with some sort of action, I think, is definitely important. Or maybe it's hiking, you know, a super tall mountain or some sort of challenge like that that would make you feel good once you accomplish it, you know?
Right, right. I don't know about running a marathon. I might pass out.
Well, I think this is like that time that you want to become the things that you've always been scared of doing before. Mm-hmm. So you say you're sort of a shy person. Then why not make it like a homework assignment? The next time you're out East Andrews or wherever you're hanging out, go up to one guy. Do something that you normally wouldn't do. Just like go up to him and you start the conversation rather than come up to you.
Right.
I mean, it's probably freaky to...
Yeah.
Think that you could actually be that person, but if that's what you're looking for, that'll get you out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
Good morning to you. She's not going to do that.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
Yeah. No. I don't want it to actually be challenging.
No. Kimber. I'll do it. It's just got to get that courage up.
Well, Kimber, what did you do to get over your divorce? Like, what shook you up a little bit?
The very first thing I did is I gathered about six of my girlfriends together on a Wednesday night, the day my divorce was final, actually. And we went to a karaoke bar, and we all sang man-bashing songs the whole night.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Rick?
Aren't there some women that do, like, the whole take all the pictures of the ex and set them on fire, like a ceremonial set them on fire type thing?
I don't know if that's healthy, but...
I can't see myself doing that part. I'm not at the stage of hating him, so that's more, I think, for the ones who hate their ex. I definitely don't hate my ex at all.
Well,
so.
the Bert Show can get you there.
Yeah, give us some time. We'll work on you. We'll beat you down.
Maria, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Something that I did when a friend of mine was going through a divorce is we also had a girls' night, but we invited one of those, just somebody to see your house, and it's like an adult toy party where they bring lingerie and you do, like, they do all these lotions. And then the whole point is that they're selling you this stuff. But you make a whole night of it. You have cocktails and it's a bunch of girls. And actually, all your girlfriends could actually donate some money for whatever it is that you want to buy from their catalog. It's a lot of fun.
That's a great idea.
It could be like Erica's Big Adventure. Everybody contributes and buys you one trip that you'll never forget.
I have one friend that's a girl that last week told me that there's a service now where people will bring, like, dancers will bring the poles into your house. So, like, you and all your girlfriends can learn how to pole dance in the comfort of your own home.
That's cool.
That's cool.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd endorse
that. Take you
that.
Out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, well, it'd keep me in, but yet still take me out all at the same time.
And not entirely, because you're not doing it in front of a whole bunch of strangers. Also, they're bringing the pole to your house, and it's just you and your friends.
Right.
Right.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100. Michelle?
Hello.
Hold on. I think I have to pick up before you can answer.
Oh, yes. That's old school technology. Whatever.
Works, yeah. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Bert. How are you doing? Hey, guys.
Hi.
You guys are awesome. I just want to let you know what I did was I went out and dated men of all different types. I went out and dated a fireman and a policeman and a doctor and just learned all kinds of life from different guys. I went out and dated black, white, and Asian and just had all different kind of experiences and let them pay for everything. Just go out and have fun.
The dating checklist. I like it.
Yes.
How long were you divorced before you had, like, the strength to go out and start dating again?
Well, actually, I was... probably only divorced for about a month before I was ready to go because I was out of the relationship long before we actually split.
Right.
And I was celibate for 3 years before I went with another man. That was another part of my bucket list was becoming myself. And that was great. And I learned a lot of things about myself when it was just me. But it did really fun. It was great.
I'll tell you what, that is the Powerball of dating. If you are the bucket list scratch off of the woman who's been celibate for 3 years, if you are that guy,
if you're the recipient,
don't ever buy a lottery ticket because you've already won, my friend.
Hey, Nikki.
So, can you imagine when she tells him that? So, well, part of the reason I got divorced is, you know, I've been celibate for 3 years. The guy's like, whoa.
Will, yeah, like bells going off in his
shot!
Head.
Jaeger bomb!
Fireworks.
Hotel room.
All right, so that helps you a little bit, right? You can start your list with that.
Yeah, that definitely helps.
Jen, anything else there? Jen, you seem so quiet today.
I do?
Yes.
I think my coffee's just weak.
she starts out
I think it's different for everyone. I do... I do think that it should be something that it's a personal challenge that once you get through with it, you're going to feel a whole lot better about yourself.
I love the fact that she starts off with, I want to be a photographer, and we end it with, sex parties and date men of all races.
Yeah, get a hole.
I know. Because I think that you should try something new that does not, you're not associated with, you don't associate with your husband. Like the photography thing, like I think in the middle of all this too, is take classes on something completely new and something you would even never expect to do. Just to kind of get your whole mind on learning something, and then that way, if you do it, if you enjoy it, he has nothing to do with it.
Right. Thank you guys so much.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. You know what? She said yeah and right so much. Do you think, I don't, did she get what she wanted?
No, she totally does not like
I'm not exactly
this.
Sure that she did, yeah.
Yeah.
Good morning, Darcy. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was just saying, I actually work for part-time at a pole dancing company here in town.
Okay.
And we do stuff like divorce parties and birthday parties and stuff like that. We've had a couple of them come in, and it's just a fun environment for everyone to come in. It's a private party. It's just you and your friends and an instructor, and you pick the music, and you get to dress up. And we also do like pin-up style photography at the studio, too.
So they go to your studio rather than you bringing the pole over there.
Right, because everything's in the studio. We've got 16-foot poles and 8 of them, and you know we can kind of get them out of the environment.
Beautiful. What's the name of the company?
It's Polatis.
Polatis.
Uh huh.
Hola, Polatis.
Yes.
So it's like Pilates, but it's pole.
Exactly.
Great. Thank you very much for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Bye bye.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.